Hi everyone, welcome in the fourth episode of your monthly CX update. Very happy that you're here. Thanks for watching all the previous videos. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like my work, please like the video, subscribe to the channels, and share the message with your friends and colleagues. That would mean the world to me. Now, let's kick off this fourth episode with a new CX fun fact. In the Netherlands, McDonald's had this wonderful campaign. They shared these smoke detectors in the shape of a Big Mac with their customers. And the cool thing is, if this smoke alarm can smell that your food that you're trying to cook is burning, they're automatically gonna deliver McDonald's food to you. So I thought this was a real gimmick, a real cool CX fun fact. So welcome in this new episode, everyone. The first thing that I want to talk about this month is a wonderful example, and so many people shared it with me, so thank you for that. It's this new action, this new philosophy of the Hilton Hotel. They created what they call Waitographers, because they have felt the need of their customers that a lot of people just ask waiters for pictures. I mean, they're having a dinner with family, or they're having this celebration dinner. I mean, we like to have pictures. And when we're together with friends and family, we want to have a memory of that moment. So the waiter plays an important role in capturing that moment for us. But very often, the result of such a picture is a major, major disappointment. And that is something that Hilton actually wanted to change. So they created this course, a photography course, with a famous photographer for all their waiters to make sure that they are now certified photographers. And I love this. This shows that you really understand the need of customers. And you know, knowing your customers is not enough today. It's really about understanding your customers. Knowing your customer is about facts and data, and that's fine. But understanding your customer is about needs, understanding which needs they have. So all these companies that are saying, we need to know our customer, I don't think they're going far enough. It's about, can we really understand what people need? And this idea of this Waitographer is a fantastic small example of an organization that shows that they understand the need of a customer. You feel the need, you understand the need, and you engage. Once you feel what people want and you understand it, that's the moment when you can engage, and that's the moment when you can make a difference. So knowing your customer is not enough anymore. It's about understanding them to fulfill the needs that your customers have. Like every month, there's of course a topic about Web3 and the metaverse in my CX update. And I think it's gonna stay like this for the next couple of months and years. But this time I just wanna have a more critical voice. Because we've seen a number of things happening in the last month that show that, you know, it's not all gold out there. I'm sure you guys remember that Jack Dorsey sold his first tweet about a year ago, and this Malaysian guy paid $2.9 million for that. A lot of people thought it was crazy. Well, this month he tried to resell it, and his goal was to make $48 million with the sell of that first tweet. So he put it on sale, but after a few weeks, the highest bid was only $280. And eventually he was able to get a bid of $12,000. And I think the highest bid was around $30,000. So, I mean, this guy lost 99% of his value. And if you look to the world of NFTs, the hype is really about collectibles, where a bunch of people really hope that they will buy this unique piece that then will have an explosion in value. But I think in the next few weeks, we're going to see that 99% of those investments will have no return and probably lose their value, like what happened with the tweet of Jack Dorsey. So it's going to be very tricky to find the right ones. Everyone is hoping to get the next Bored Ape, but it's very difficult to get the right ones. And then, of course, we have the hype about the metaverse. And I read this piece of research this month, where they questioned 7,000 teenagers about the future of social media and the future of the metaverse. And most people expect teenagers to be extremely excited about it. The truth is that it's not that every one of them is like going into the metaverse every day. About 26% of the teenagers today owns a VR device, and 5% goes into the metaverse every day, but 82% goes less than a few times a month. So today, reality is that this is very, very early stage. And that actually today, while we're all talking about Web3, what you see is that the new tools of Web2, like TikTok, are still growing like crazy and exploding in popularity. That is where teenagers spend their time today. So why do I say this? Because, you know, it's the metaverse and Web3, it's not just a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's going to be something that takes a lot of effort and a lot of time, a lot of thinking to really understand how to bring it to the market and really understand how you can create value out of it for customers. In my video last month, I talked about these three benefits for Web3. And I truly believe that if you focus on the customer benefits in metaverse projects and Web3 projects, that you will create value. If you look for the short-term gain, that it's going to be like going to the casino. So it's going to be very interesting to see which organizations really understand how to use this new technology to create value for the customer. In that perspective, it's quite interesting to see how Lego and Epic Games announced a partnership this month, where the goal of these two parties is to create a metaverse for children that is a safe place to go. There are a lot of parents who are worried about their children going into this virtual world and not knowing what is happening there. I mean, today as a parent, you can still sometimes see the screen of your children's phone or computer or tablet. If they're in the metaverse, you don't have a clue what they're going to bump into and what kind of people they're going to bump into. Same with data. We don't have a clue what will happen with that data. So Lego, together with Epic Games, they want to create a safe haven. And here you have, of course, the huge, trustworthy brand of Lego with Epic Games, a company that has proven that they can build virtual worlds for millions of people that spend time there at the same time with Fortnite. So this is going to be an interesting case. And I think it's those kind of projects that really bring value to the customer are going to be the successful ones in this whole Web3 and metaverse space. In the course of the last month, I read this book, The Power of Moments. And it's a book that has been released a couple of years ago. I now took the time to read it. It's from Dan and Chip Heath. But I think if you're in CX, this is an absolute must read. It is so intriguing. The insights are so simple, but so sharp that I think everyone should take a look at it. And I just in this part of the CX update, I just want to give you the key insights. And the opening case in the book explains it all to me. It's like the description of a visit to Disney World or Disneyland. And if you look to all the individual moments of a visit to Disney World, it's not always that pleasant. I mean, if you dive into the individual moments, some are great, but some are also pretty disturbing. It begins with an early morning wake-up call. You have to wake up really early to be there when the park opens, and then you have this huge waiting line to get in. But then after, you know, waiting an hour in line, you have this blast off at Space Mountain and you think, wow, this was the coolest ride ever. Then you have lunch and you think, oh my God, this food is expensive and it's not even that tasty. Then you wait in line again. But then the end of the day, you have the magical fireworks with the beautiful Disney music and you have these light effects on Cinderella's castle and you think, oh my God, this is the most magical place on the planet. Now, if you look at it from a customer experience point of view, and you would evaluate every single interaction that you have with the park, probably you would end up with an average of 6.5. I mean, waiting in line isn't that satisfying. Eating food that is expensive and not that tasty isn't that satisfying. Waiting up with children that are still grumpy because they're so, you know, that you had to wake them up so early is not that great. And then you have the peaks of the fireworks and the cool rides. But if you would ask people the day after how they felt about their Disney visit, most of them will say, wow, that was an amazing day. We had so much fun with the family. Disney is the best place on the planet. So even though you have some negative experiences along the day, your overall feeling is very, very positive. And this is interesting. What you see in their research here in this book Moments is that the peak, the dip, and the transition define the overall feeling. So you have in the course of your relationship with the customer, you have certain flagship moments. And in this specific case, you know, going on Space Mountain is the peak. You have this boost in adrenaline and you think, wow. And then you have the magic of the fireworks and you think, oh, this is so beautiful. This is a real fairy tale. So these defining moments make you or enable a fantastic feeling the day after. And this is interesting. And this is my favorite quote from the book, where they say most service experiences are mostly forgettable and occasionally remarkable. And the challenge is, if you want to create an overall fantastic feeling and you want to create word of mouth, it's that occasional remarkable moment that you need to create. And you can say, yeah, but Disney has the fireworks and everything. How does a company need to do that with lower budget? Well, I want to show you this. It's also an example from the book. It's this hotel called Magic Castle. Now, if you see this picture, this doesn't look like a fantastic experience. The website is so-so, but the outside is not really what you think of, you know, the best possible hotel. But still, Magic Castle Hotel in LA is seen by TripAdvisor as the 10th best hotel experience in Los Angeles based on customer reviews. And what's really cool is, you know, the rooms are so-so, the swimming pool is pretty small, there's nothing special in terms of dining, but at the swimming pool, they have this, the Popsicle hotline, which means that as a guest, you can just pick up the phone and then a voice will say, this is the Popsicle hotline. And then you can say, oh, I'm in the desperate need for some popsicles. And then someone fully dressed up in a uniform will come to you with a silver platter and it's filled with different ice lollies, ice pops. And you can choose, and it's completely for free. And they also have snacks that are completely for free. And children just love this. So families that go there with children really love that place because they have this engineered conversation starter as the Popsicle hotline. The cost to install this is close to zero, but it is remarkable. It is something that people remember for the rest of their life. So if you go to TripAdvisor and you check out the reviews of this hotel, you will see the Popsicle hotline, you know, being mentioned in almost 50 to 70% of the reviews. And because of that, the overall feeling of that hotel is fantastic. People don't go there for the rooms. They check in and the first thing they do is check out the Popsicle hotline. It's a remarkable moment that creates a fantastic feeling afterwards. And when people come home from their trip, the one thing they talk about is the Popsicle hotline. And this is the interesting part from The Power of Moments. Their message is you don't need to excel in every single moment. Just make sure that you have a few engineered remarkable moments because that will define how people look at you when they look back to the experience. And I think this is a very insightful learning in terms of CX. So guys, this was my fourth episode of the CX Update. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Please share the message, share the update with your friends and colleagues. Like the video, like the podcast, and I hope to see you again for a next episode of CX Update in about 1 month. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.